All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Network. Welcome on the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. Yes, and we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, Japan, China, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, Norway, Pakistan, Panama, good God Almighty, England, France, oh yes, you name it, Spain, Switzerland, Turkey, the United Kingdom, the United States, Vietnam, Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Israel, Italy, Japan, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen to lead the world into a brand new spiritual awakening, nightly as well as daily on the Blog Talk Radio. This new awakening is catching the nations by storm, bringing people together from all over the world with a whole new perspective, not begging God for anything, but just simply thanking Him for everything. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. And we certainly appreciate that royal introduction. My approach to God all the time is, Lord, I don't know nothing. I ain't nothing. I can't do nothing without you. So I come to you all tonight as a lamb approaching great people, great, I know there are great, 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 great people on this line. And I am so humbled by you and with your presence. But most of all, I'm humbled by the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and Jehovah God, the Father. Just want you to know that you have come from all over the world, prayer warriors and praises and people of different walks of life, from every church denomination, church affiliation. You know, all we bring to you is Jesus, and all we know is that the enemy is trying to divide us and has divided God's people for eras and for centuries. And now God says he wants his people to come together. And what can we come together on? We can come together and pray together. We can come together and praise together. We pray to the same God. We praise the same God. And so, and the enemy doesn't like it when God's people come together and work together. That's what he's used for errors. Together we stand and divided we fall. And he's trying to keep us at each other's throats about nothing, basically. Thank you for recognizing that we are sisters and brothers, and we're coming together from every denomination. And just say, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we appreciate you, we glory in you. And to pray for one another. We're stronger when we are working together. Amen. Remember, Job was blessed of God when he blessed and prayed for his friends. So we do pray for you, and we do praise together. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Holy Ghost that make intercession for us, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. But the Holy Ghost does know, and he makes intercession for us. All these precious, precious people on this line, and those in nations all over the world who hear me right now, God, I'm asking you to help them. Help. Help, God. Help. Help the Lord. My heart goes out to those who are going through bereavement. They lost their brother, their sister, their niece, their nephew, their aunt, their cousin, their mother, their father. So many people are going through in this day and time. Then if they haven't lost somebody, they're going through financial situations where they're in lack. And the enemy is trying to use all the money for his people to promote his kingdom. But God, there is a great exchange of wealth that's coming. And you want your people to have your resources. You want them to be able to finance your kingdom. And when they do that, oh my God, they have to get the gospel all over the world. I understand why the enemy is fighting people so in the area of finance. He knows that when they get the money in their hands, they're going to be on the kingdom of God. And his nation, his kingdom will cease. Now, thank you for it. Bless, 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 bless. Bless that son, that daughter, that husband, that wife. Bless God, that finance. Bless that bank account. Get it out of the red. Put it in the black. Well into the black. Shake the chuck tree up in heaven. And let financial blessings fall to these people who are sacrificing for you all over the world. I thank you because your money is not just American money. Your money are rupees in India, pounds in England, and all kinds of money everywhere all over the world. Your money all over the world can come in different forms and different shapes. And I'm asking you to let the chuck tree send money all over the world to these precious, precious people who are part of this blog line. Now, Lord, help those who are going through bereavement. Deliver those who are in prison and that have been wrongly placed into prison. Those who have messed up, God, give them another chance in Jesus' name. And bless everywhere. Those who sick, heal their bodies in Jesus' name. Those who are down, lift them up, God. Those who are out of your arms of safety, bring them back in. Oh, God, thank you for your presence in the room. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We know that whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. It must obey you. Yeah, because you're the maker of all things, God. And we thank you for it. Now, bless, bless, bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God, we conclude this prayer with a thousand thank yous from people all over the world. I'm asking you to join me in India and Africa and Asia and Russia and Spain and Poland and Germany and France and England, all over the world. If I didn't call your nation, I'm just trying to demonstrate that we all come in and join in. I know I can't hear you in foreign countries, but those who we have selected here in America, just a few lines, we're asking you to join us openly. And let's praise him together. He deserves the praise. Anybody who just wants to give him one, that's up to you. I choose to give him 1,000 tonight because I know he deserves at least 1,000 thank yous. My heart was beating last night, even when I was asleep and didn't know that it was still beating. Woke up this morning, it was still beating. Yours was too. That told me that I needed to give him some praise. Because he kept me when I didn't even know I was being kept. Yeah, you are the same way. Let's praise him right now. Praise check, everybody, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise you. Thank you, thank you. The glory of God be revealed in this land. The anointing takes over. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody on the line, let's open the line. Who we have open the lines, open the mouth, and let's praise him. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for peace. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for hope, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, saints. Thank you for amazing grace. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for hope that lies within you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Giving praise. Thank you for lightening and heavy load. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We glory in you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Come on, saints, come on. Come with us, thank you. Come on, saints, let's praise you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, we appreciate you. Shut up,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Has it got enough to hear you, thank you? Yes. We praise your holy name. We give you all the
glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We praise your holy name.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for lifting me up in
you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Let me proclaim in you, Lord.
Thank
you for your wanting. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The blessings of the Lord are here. Thank you. We only live by you.
Thank you, Lord.
Destroying every yoke. Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Everybody, I'm asking y'all to get up tonight. Let's get up and sanctify and consecrate your home again, Get up and walk in there, praise the Lord. Get up and walk in there, praise the Lord, and keep in Jesus again. You don't know what the enemy is trying to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Cover the household, God.
Hallelujah.
Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Man, woman, and sanctify your home in the name of Jesus. Resurrecting blood of Jesus in every one of those rooms. The devil can look there. No. The blood of Jesus is in there. The blood of Jesus.
Glory, yes, Lord.
Thank you. The blood of Jesus on you. We pray for you right now, in the blood of Jesus over you. That heal and deliver. Make whole, God. Thank you for what you've done, God. So miraculous. Thank you for what you're doing. Say to the Lord will get you. Yeah, every time you try to raise your hand, the blood of Jesus is placed on you. The Holy Anointing is placed on you. You have to put it down like dust. The blood of Jesus comes against you. Hey, God, we love you.
Somebody
brought their oil.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Your oil. You got the oil? Go ahead and lift that oil up. Yeah. God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost be in that oil. All in it, God, and it be good. In the name of Jesus, touch you and deliver. Set free. Lift that oil up. God, let the anointing pour out
thank
of it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Use in the space of oil and bring healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. The oil of the anointing. I'm blessing every room of this house. Blessing the room of their home. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The resurrection, Lord. In Jesus.
You,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus, be here. Thank you, the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Every one of those rooms. Thank you. Let the devil get in there.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Let us read.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you as we close. Lord, we appreciate every person and the praise going up and blessings coming down. Remember your people, and I know you will. And bless. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Give you praise. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Let me give my address to have it. If you'd like to reach me, send a blessing. Or send a word of encouragement. You can write me at Bernard Johnson, V like Victory, E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson, at P.O. Box 26593, 26593. That's Overland Park, Kansas. Overland, O-V-E-R, Overland, one word, L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas, and the zip code is 66225. That's 66225. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. 866-225. God bless all of you. May you have a wonderful night. The praise is going to get you a miracle. I proclaim this, that you can pray your way to a miracle. I mean, you're on your way. I said to the Lord the other day, Lord, I told people what you said, and some things have not come to pass yet. He said, Bernard, tell my people that everything I said is true and will come to pass. He said, if they haven't received it yet, tell them it's on the way. I want to tell you, it's on the way. Don't give up your hope. Don't give up your faith. It is on the way. And be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll get the blessing if you faint not. Now, the enemy is trying to make you faint. My mother's 95 years old, and I gave her a prophecy about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. The Lord spoke to me and said, tell your mother that she can live as long as she wants to live. So what I'm trying to show you is that the enemy got busy then, knowing that we had the faith and God had the power. The enemy got busy then in trying to make her not want to live, because the Lord said she can live as long as she wants. So the enemy struck out saying, oh, you don't need to live. You don't need to live. Look at you. See, he tries to take away her desire to live. You can't quite do this. You can't quite do that like you used to. See, the enemy works against you. Someone said to me a couple of years ago, the strongest weapon the devil has is discouragement. And what he'll try to do is take your joy away. He'll snatch everything that makes you happy. He wants to do that. He doesn't want you to be happy, because he knows when you have joy, you'll do things for the Lord. People who are discouraged, they get down and depressed. They don't want to do nothing. They don't even want to get out of bed. And the enemy knows that, so he tries to take away your joy, your desire. He tries to use discouragement. From anything that has made you happy, he tries to take it away from you. And that's his goal. To discourage you from having enough strength to do anything. And so now we've tried to just encourage her and bring joy back. Yeah, keep her laughing. And she's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. God bless you. Whatever you do, keep your joy. Thank you, God, keep your joy. Even when the enemy does this against you, tries to take your joy away, don't let him take it. Keep your joy, everything you can. Keep your joy. Well, the enemy comes to just try to discourage you. And that discouragement, he uses anybody around you, especially people who are close to you. You try to use them to take every kind of joy away from you, discourage you, because he doesn't want you to do what you're doing. You're doing such a great work. He's got to figure out some way to discourage you. But don't let him do it. Stay encouraged. Be encouraged. The Lord loves you, and it's going to be all right. I said it's going to be all right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We love you. And may you have a wonderful night. I'll hear you back again if the Lord says the same on the bloodline. Amen. I want to tell you, I said to my mother, of course, you know, I told you she's 95. I said to her, I walked in the house. I may have told you all this before, but tell you again. I walked in the house, and she was laying there in bed, wide awake and bright-eyed. And I said, she was sitting in her chair, And I said, Mama, I said, let's see who can go to sleep the quickest. And I said, on the mark, get ready, get set. She was already asleep before I could say go. And then about an hour and a half, she woke up, and the first thing she said to me, did I win? Did I win? And then I came back in the house the next day, and the first thing she said to me, now listen, I don't want no foolishness today. Don't give me no foolishness. All right. You know, she'll always tell me when I try to get her up, she'll say, "Don't you step on my toe, boy. Don't you step on my toe." So the next day I came back and I started to get up and I got right in her ear so she could hear me. I said, "Listen, whatever you do, don't you step on my toe. Don't you step on my toe. Don't you do it." And the next day I came back. "Now, don't give me no foolishness now. Don't give me no foolishness." Oh, my God. We just had a little fun. But don't let the devil take your joy. He will do everything he can to discourage you and take your joy. Anything that makes you happy, he'll try to, he'll try to just snatch it from you. But it's effort of the enemy to discourage you. Because when you discourage, you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. So just keep your joy. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. I'm out. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, anybody want to say anything before we go? It's not all about me. It's about Jesus. So you, one of his children, you can talk. Amen. Anybody want to say something? The line's open to you. All right?
I just want to say God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Now call your name before you start talking, though. Amen. I want to know who you are.
My name is Carrie Lawson. Carrie Lawson in St. Louis, Missouri.
Sister Lawson, God bless you. God bless you. That's a good testimony. He is worthy to be praised.
Oh, yes.
Amen. This is Sister Laren, Chief Ambassador, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
God bless
and
you.
I just wanted to let you let the prayer line know that me and the children went today and visited Andre in Battle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre's appeal was accepted. So we don't have an answer yet, but his appeal was accepted. So now we're just we just need those letters to come in, and just praying for that the Lord answers speedily. He could be there for like up to a year before they even see, you know, give him a court date. But I trust God will move speedily. Amen. But Andre was in. He was a little nervous when I first got there, but he calmed down. I said a quick prayer, and by the end of the visit, things went well. The children were happy to see him. They talked to him. They were talking to him over me, so that's good. And so I am encouraged, and I'm thankful for the prayer line this evening. I'm not usually able to get on in the evening because the children are still awake, but I was able to get on tonight. And so I'm just thankful, and I'm just encouraged by the prayer line. I really, 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 really am encouraged by the prayer line, and I just ask that the saints just continue to pray much to the Lord.
Yes. Let me just say to you all who are still with us on the blog, we're just trying to help. It's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And her husband they're trying to deport him from America. And we want to send that into support for her. And I want you to give the address of where I don't have it. It's at my mother's house. So if you would give them the address of where they can write, these letters will change things for this young man who is trying to deport him. Mm-hmm. Give the address. Get a pen, everybody. Come to the prayer line. Come to the blog line with your pen and piece of paper, because you may have to write down a name to pray for or something like that. Always come with a piece of paper and a pen, maybe a tablet and a pen. Please, please do that. Give them just a moment, Sister Laren. Some of them are having to get a tablet. Amen. But you want to get that address. I'm prepared. I hope you're prepared. Amen. And learn to write quickly. Don't write so slowly. All right? Okay, just instructions. Give it to him. What do we write to help him?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's the Board of Immigration Appeals, and we're writing.
Let me say everything after you, okay? Right to the Board of Immigration Appeals. I think immigration. Spell that immigration.
Mm-hmm. Office of the Chief Clerk.
Now, before you do that, give me, spell that immigration, because people want to get that correct.
I-M-M-I.
T-R-A-T-I-O-N,
yes.
Uh-huh. Immigration Appeals, with the S on Appeals, A-P-P-E-A-R.
Yes.
Okay, Board of Immigration Appeals. Okay, go ahead. Next line, this is the next line. Please.
Yes.
Office, okay.
Office of the Chief Clerk. C-L-E-R-K, Chief Clerk.
Chief Clerk. Okay.
And the mailing address is 5107.
Uh-huh.
Leesburg. One word.
How do you spell that?
L-E-E-S. As in boy, U-R-G, Pike, P-I-K-E.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, every time you're speaking, there's a little static. It's kind of difficult. That's why I'm having you repeat things so much here. So, that's 5107. What now? What is that word? You blur it every time you say it. Not you, but the line.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's my phone. I'm sorry. It's Leesburg, one word, L-E-E-S.
Okay, did y'all hear that? It's Leesburg, L-E-E-S-B-U-R-G. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, Leesburg, Pike, P-I-K-E.
And that's
5107. Sweet what? 2000?
2000, yes.
Okay. And we're talking some of the persons on here are old mothers who want to
yes,
write.
Yes, sir.
And so 5107 Leesburg, L-E-E-S-B-U-R-G, Pike, P-I-K-E. That's two words. Leesburg is one word, and then Pike. And that's Sweet 2000. And that, what is the city?
Falls Creek.
And that's F-A-L-L-S?
Yes.
So Falls Creek what?
Virginia. So V-A.
V like Victor, A like Apple.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Falls Creek, there's a Falls Creek, two words or one word?
Two.
Okay, F-A-L-L-S, and then the word C-R-E-E-K, I guess?
Yes.
And V-A, Virginia. Okay, what is that zip code?
2-2. 0-4-1.
Okay. 22-0-41.
Yes.
Okay, I hope y'all got that. All right. Let me see if I can read it back to you because her lines blur a little bit. Board of Immigration Appeals. Then the next line says Office of Chief Clerk. Let me go over those two things again. Board of Immigration Appeals, first line. Second line, Office of the Chief Clerk. All right, Board of Immigration Appeals, Office of the Chief Clerk. The next line address, 5107 Leesburg Pike. L-E-E-S-B-U-R-G, Leesburg. L like Leo, L-E-E-S-B-U-R-G, Leesburg, Pike, P-I-K-E, P like Paul, I-K-E. Okay? And then put on that, or on the same line, if you can, Sweet 2000. Okay? And the city is Falls Creek, F-A-L-L-S, capital C-R-E-E-K, comma, V-A, V like victory, Virginia, that's what the city is, our state is, Virginia, V-A, and the zip code is 22041. God bless you. You might just write a letter of support. Just say, Dear Board of Immigration Appeals, I'm writing to you concerning Andre. Give us, spell us his name.
Andre, A-N, D as in David, R as in Robert, E as in elephant.
Okay. And the last name, Andre, what?
Mulder, M as in monkey, U as in umbrella, mm-hmm. L as in Leo, D as in David,
E-R, all right.
E as in elephant, R as in Robert, yes, sir.
Thank you, so, Andre. It's so important that you all spell his name correctly. Otherwise, it may not get him. Is there any number that goes with him, or just Andre Mulder? There's no number like in the Army or anything like that, is there?
Yes, there is an alien ID number. I didn't write. Hold on just one second. I'm sorry. I don't think I have that right with. Yes, I do. No, I don't. No,
okay.
I don't. It's downstairs. It's downstairs. I can have it in the morning, though. It's in my purse downstairs. But I do have his alien ID number.
Go get that ID, and while you're doing that, I'm going to suggest a letter to him. This is not written down. I don't have it written down here. But approach is everything, everybody. You say, well, I don't even know this man. You say, I don't even know him. But there is an approach that will do, even if you don't know him. Just let me see if I can try to suggest one to you. I'm not reading anything. I'm just, this is off the top here. All right, sister, kind of mute your phone. You got a little static on your phone. Yeah.
Yes,
but anyway,
sir.
just write, Dear Board of Immigration Appeals, comma, or semicolon, or colon. And I am writing in support of Andre. Put your phone on mute, darling. Star 6, okay? Star 6. Let me go again. Dear Board of Immigration Appeals, comma. Or you can't put a colon because it's business. But I'm writing in behalf, no, I'd say I'm writing in support of Andre Mulder, period. I belong to a blog line that supports prayer, and we are praying for Andre. This is the basic thing you want to tell him, that you are praying for this young man. You might tell him his wife is a part of this blog prayer line. And then just say, we believe that everyone deserves another chance. And we are praying that the Board of Immigration Appeals would have mercy upon Andre and grant him another chance. Please send him back to his family and to his home. And then thank them. Thank you for any consideration you give to my request. And just sincerely, whatever your name is. And what did I simply do? I simply told them that I'm writing in support of Andre. You might tell him, you know, his wife is a part of our blog prayer group, and we're praying for Andre. Just tell him we're praying for him. We believe that he deserves another chance, and we're praying that you will grant him another chance. And then just thank them for their time, and put your name down there and close it. Now, you don't have to write the same letter I'm talking about, but I'm giving you an idea. It's just an idea of how you can write them. And what I'm doing right now, I think, is huge. That is huge, giving you an idea. The idea is huge. So support, the approach to anything is huge. So I'm sure you had some ideas that jumped in your head while I was reading that or putting that off the top. And now you can write that letter with no problem, okay? God bless you. I love y'all. Again, this is just compassion that we want to have on this young man. And when you have compassion on someone else, I believe the Lord will have compassion on you. It might be your son one day, or your daughter needs a letter or something. Maybe
Hello?
They may not be in trouble. Yes. Is there? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know. That wasn't me, though. That was someone else.
Okay. All right. Do you have that ID number for him?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is it? Give it to us.
042.
042.
Dash. 693.
Let's start again. 042 what?
Dash. 693.
693.
Dash.
Dash.
Yes.
Come on now. Come on. 607. Okay, if I heard you correctly, it's 042-693-607. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got it. Everybody on the line, we gave that address to you 2 or 3 times. But let me just go over one more time, and then we'll call it a night, okay? Here it is again, one more time. We're writing Board of Immigration Appeals, Office of the Chief Clerk, 5107 Leesburg Pike, Suite 2000. That's Falls Creek, comma, Virginia, VA. V like victory, A like apple. Falls Creek, Virginia. And the zip code is 22041. The name of the person that you're writing in support of, Andre Mulder. A-N-D-R-E, Andre. The Mulder, M-U-L-D-E-R. And you put a parenthesis and put an ID. Just these are two caps, I-D. And here's the number you put, 042-693-607, and then close your parentheses out, and then go on with your letter, okay? I'm writing in support of Andre Mulder, parenthesis ID 042-693-607, parenthesis. Mm-hmm. And then go ahead and put the rest of the letter there, and they'll know who you're talking about with his name and those numbers. God bless you. We love you. Just trying to help, and the Lord bless you and keep you. Don't forget, we're inviting all of you to come to Kansas City on the 17th of September. This will be just a sacrificial day for our Lord. In other words, we will make him more important than anything else. Amen. I told you all, gave you an example. If your sister, and God bless, God rebuke that, but if your sister were to die, you make that a preference, and you stop everything just to try to comfort the family and maybe set a day and try to be there for the funeral and all that. If your brother was to die, that same thing. If your son was having graduating from high school, you stop everything. Lord, I got to be there with my son. No, it's on the 17th. No. I got to be there with my son. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to get people to make God their priority. Yeah. Take out a day to really come and do a sacrificial day for the Lord. Come on the 17th of September and make him your priority. What we're going to do, we're simply going to come together as brothers and sisters from all walks of life, from all denominations, and we're going to pray together, and we're going to praise together. Also that night, if you allow me to, I would like to elevate those ambassador-elect to ambassador, and there's one honorary doctorate that I'm going to give out that night also. It's going to be very, very important that we come together as brothers and sisters and thank God for you. I'm writing you on the 17th. Just call us and make a reservation. I'm not charging any type of registration fee, trying to make money and all that. No. I just need you here. Let's join hands together and pray. Somebody said, well, I can pray at home. That's the problem. That's why God can't get nothing done, because the enemy for ages, for eras, for decades, let's try to use anything and everything to keep God's people from coming together. Don't adapt that, please. Come to Kansas City. Let's join hands together and pray together with one accord, and you'll see God start doing more things in our nation to change our nation. Yeah. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and I'm inviting you to come. Just call me and let me know. Let me give you the number to call. Call this number and just say, I'm coming. This is making a reservation. I do need you to make a reservation. Call and make a reservation. Number is 913-766-1349. 913-766-1349. God bless you. That Thursday night, if you need a hotel, I'll have that for you maybe tomorrow. Amen. I think that's going to be the Hilton Garden in Kansas City, Kansas. But I'll get the information and number for that. But just call me and let me know I'm coming. But I need to know how many's coming. If you and your husband coming, that's two. If you and your husband, you got two other couples coming, two other couples would be four more people. Just say Joanne Jones, and I'm making a reservation for six. That would be six people. You understand what I'm saying? I just want to know you're coming. Because if I know you're coming, I don't know what I might do. I might take all of y'all out to dinner. I'm not saying I will, but I just need to know you're coming so I can prepare and my people can prepare in amazing grace. I think I'm going to have it at our church. Amen. We're in the midst of trying to renovate our church, but I want you to see us like we are so you can pray for us. And when God beautifies everything, you know it had to be your prayers that did it, and God gave us a miracle. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. We love you for you on the live line tomorrow night. And call and make your reservation. Say I'm coming to Kansas City on the 17th. That's a Thursday night. You got time to get back home if you can go back home. Or you can stay over and worship with us at Amazing Grace and make it a long weekend vacation. Amen. You will be bountifully, bountifully blessed. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. I'm out.